This is Akashvani Asia along the Northeast News Bulletin read by Miranda Bla. Union Minister of State for Cooperation Krishna Pal Gujjar concluded his two-day official visit to Meghalaya yesterday as part of the Centre's ongoing efforts to assess and accelerate developmental initiatives in the Northeast. The Minister engaged with senior state officials, district administrators and departments to review the implementation of centrally sponsored schemes with a strong emphasis of infrastructure, social empowerment and livelihood-based programs. Highlighting the Centre's commitment to upliftment of remote regions, Mr. Gujjar said, the Government of India's vision for a Viksit Bharat can only be achieved when every region, including remote and hilly areas like Meghalaya, progresses hand in hand with the rest of the country. Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha said that it is due to the relentless efforts of the Prime Minister, the Northeast region is gradually catching up with other states from the mainland India. Speaking after inaugurating the National Seminar on Infrastructure Development in the Northeast region in Agartala yesterday, the Chief Minister said that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and due to the Centre's Act East policy, the development of the Northeast is taking place in a steadfast manner. He said the development of physical infrastructure like roads, power projects, water supply, airports and urban infrastructure are the key to the growth of the region. The Union Ministry of Culture has awarded scholarships to around 75 talented students of the Lalit Kala Academy. Notably, 15 of these recipients hailed from 5 northeastern states, showcasing the region's growing presence in the field of fine arts. All 15 of them at the Northeast Regional Centre located in the premises of Nazrul Kala Kshetra in Agartala. Among them, Tripura leads with 7 students, making it to the list. Assam and Manipur have 3 students each, while students from Arunachal Pradesh have also been selected. And a significant first, a student from Meghalaya studying at the Lalit Kala Academy has also received the scholarship, marking a proud moment for the state. This encouraging step reflects the inclusive spirit of the ministry initiative and emerging artistic talent from the Northeast. Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla attended the 7th edition of the Sing Cha Wuyawun Festival at Border District Kamjong yesterday. Sing Cha Wuyawun Festival of Kamjong is an annual event held at district level to celebrate the blooming of the rare Wuyawun flower pink orchid ginger Kaulo Kemferia Secunda on the Singcha Hills. The governor earlier took the special helicopter service from Raj Bhavan, Imphal to 10 sector Assam Rifles, Shangshak Ukhrul. Accompanied by officials and security personnel, he later trekked by foot from Singcha to Mount Wuya Kachui. He also was joined by his lady wife, Jyoti Bhalla. Governor Ajay Kumar, talking to media persons at the festival site, expressed interest in proposing a tourist circuit, including the festival and other tourist attractions nearby. The magistrate of Sora Civil Subdivision, Mr. M. A. Chalam, has promulgated order under Section 163 of the Bharatiya Nagarik Suraksha Sanhita 2023, prohibiting the plying of overloaded trucks on the Shela Sora Road in Meghalaya's East Khasi Hills district. The order issued under the section of 163 of the Bharatiya Nagarik Suraksha Sanhita has been enforced since many 16-wheeler sand and boulder-laden trucks were plying along the Shela Sora Road, carrying loads in excess of permissible norms. The order was issued particularly on the ground that many of these overloaded trucks had overturned on the sharp bends of the road. However, these trucks are allowed to ply between 5 a.m. and 8 p.m. The India Meteorological Department has issued red alert over Kerala today due to extremely heavy rainfall. IMD has also issued orange alert over Rajasthan, West Madhya Pradesh, Assam, Tamil Nadu and South Karnataka today. The weather agency has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall to continue over Madhya Pradesh and Rajasthan during the next 2 days. Over East and Central India, these conditions will continue over Odisha, Chhattisgarh, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim during the next 2 to 4 days. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from the Shillong station of Akashvani. Have a nice day.